Growing a small business has never been easy. So, how can we build our companies and shortcut the learning curve? By getting advice from the people who've done it before. Everything you need to grow your business is right here. I'm Simon Lader. Welcome to the conference room. Welcome to the conference room. We'll be going back and revisiting some of the best advice that our guests have given. And we've had some of the most incredible experts from all facets of financial services come into the conference room. And we're going to start with Jamie Barlett. She's the founder, president, and CEO of Polypay. They're a leading payments processing provider. She's a graduate of Wellesley College with a degree in English and a graduate of Pepperdine University with an ethics-based MBA. Now, as well as being a self-professed Anglophile, she also has over 15 years' experience in HR, technology development, leadership development, consulting, and financial services. I want to talk more about your own story, your background, your leadership, but I'd like to just dive out for a moment and talk a bit more about the company and the kind of professional aspect of what you do and the services that you and your team deliver. So tell me, when you go into a client to solve their problems, what are the typical problems that you're coming up against? What does, if you like, chaos look like?
It can take a lot of different faces, as I say, kind of the good, the bad, and the ugly. So there's definitely where the people are not educated in the solution they're using. So they're in a retail or some other type of setting. The team members that are working there have not received the proper education on how to use their systems or their payment solutions. A big one that everyone says is often trite or pedantic is very much the case. Customer support is severely lacking. Everyone always says, Jamie, everybody uses that phrase. And I go, yes, everyone uses that phrase, but are they actually delivering on it? What does customer service look like? And it looks different for a lot of different industries, Simon, but it should be very high touch, especially again, when it comes to someone's finances and how their business is getting money. So someone who is not getting the customer support, someone's not getting back to them. In another instance, they're not getting their statement, their monthly statement. We run into a lot of businesses where they haven't even seen one in months. So they don't even know what they're being charged. They're just seeing the money come out of their account, or they're so overwhelmed as a business owner, they haven't even taken the time to take a look and see what's going on. So often they're being taken advantage of to the tune of a variety of different or erroneous fees or rates that they thought they were being charged with, they were not. I think another one I would add on top of that chaos mix would be that they're not educated, that their processing partner or payment partner, whoever they have, is not teaching them how to advocate for themselves, how to read their statement, how to correctly use all the tools that they've been given, versus the typical provider in this industry just sort of dumps something on their front door and wishes them good luck and, call me a tenth of never, something like that.
So you provide more of a consulting solution where you help organizations make sense of their finances.
Yes. And we come in various instances too, whether it's a brand new business that they're just starting out, so they need help. That's one that I love to come in when it's just sort of a brand new landscape for a business and they're trying to figure out what kind of point of sale or what kind of solution that they need. So we love to consult with them on that. We want to understand what their goals are, because often new businesses fall prey to kind of just Googling online, trying to find a system, trying to read up when they can, and they become embroiled in contracts and multi-year agreements. And that's something that we don't do, Simon, that I think differentiates us very much, is that we have a goal of earning our customers' business every month, every time the statement comes across their doorstep. So we are in competition with ourselves on their behalf every month.
I'm joined by Rocky Lalvani. Now, Rocky serves as a chief profitability officer for small businesses on a fractional basis. He's a certified profit first professional and helps business owners implement that system to ensure they achieve maximum profitability and maximum cash flow. Rocky helps business owners just like you transform their business from a cash-eating monster into a money-making machine, and ensures that your business is always profitable and that you, the owner, always gets paid.
So to be successful in business, my number one thing, because you asked about my story of leaving corporate, number one is start. If you're looking to get into a business, start. And if you're employed, you can do this part-time. Like, don't make a 100% leap if you don't have the resources to begin a business. It takes 3 years to build a business. So you've got to make sure that you've got the resources to be able to do that. The other thing is, I think, building and automating systems. So Profit First is a system for cash. Great, that's one system. What's your marketing system? What's your delivery system? What are all the different systems within your business, and how do you build them and implement them? And you start building your systems in the beginning, because if you're a business owner, then you're not a technician. You need to work on the business, not in the business. And the way you do that is by building out the systems. And again, just start with one. I tell people, everything compounds over life. So do one little thing, build one little system this month. And then over time, I think the third thing is to constantly be refining those systems, making tiny improvements to everything. If you've got a $1 million business and you can make a 1% improvement in 10 different areas, that's an extra $100,000 a year. And it's not, oh, I did this massive big change. It's like, we made this one teeny little change over here. And we do that 10 times and it multiplies throughout the business. So I think it's understanding the compounding effect that comes through automation and refinement. And those are probably the biggest things. And even if you're in an existing business, everyone's always saying, well, I'll do that when, right? So it just comes back to the first thing. Whether or not you have or haven't started your business, we're about to go in, but 2022, it's a new year. Make that one change. So there's another book you see on my bookshelf, 12-week year. And it's how to get more done in 12 weeks than most people do in a year. It comes back to that same rule of Parkinson's law. We set yearly goals, we'll take a year to hit the goal. If I set a quarterly goal and I put my yearly goal in a quarter, I'm gonna figure out how to do it this quarter. So you get stuff done faster. So I don't care when this comes out, pick something, start, create the quarterly goal that's going to make the most impact in your business, you know, automate it, refine it, and keep going.
I'm joined by Jason Oswald. Jason is a serial entrepreneur who has dedicated his life to helping people break free from debt and credit chains. Over the past 20 years, he's helped thousands of people transform their financial and personal lives and has helped countless individuals start and scale businesses of their own. His belief is that business owners need 4 C's to be successful, and recently co-created the 2X credit system, the ultimate source for business credit, cash funding, and coaching to help businesses greatly improve their chances of success.
Don't use the tier system. Okay. Because it takes a long time and there's a lot of mistakes that can happen. 2 is that you want to make sure that you have a business credit coach and also coaching for your business. You know, again, the reason that I say coaching is necessary because a good coach will walk with you, hold your hand during your journey. Also, if you fall down, you make any mistakes, he's going to be there to pick you up. And then sometimes if you run with some ideas and thoughts, you're going to pull your head out of the cloud. So I really say don't use the tier system. And the reason for that is because it's going to take some time. You're going to make mistakes. And if you make one mistake when it comes to business credit, it's not like personal credit. It's not like where you can go and repair your personal credit. Business credit is very unforgivable because it's public record. You know, future customers, other business owners, and the finance institutions, they have access to your credit profiles and that data in there. So if there's one mistake pertaining to that, then obviously your business credit could be shot before you even started. So those are 2 tips with that. The third one is that do things the right way. Work with an established company. And, you know, look, being in the financial industry for the past 25 years, I've seen a lot of people that have just jumped on the bandwagon. They read a book or maybe they had one success. So they think that they're a master. They think they're a guru or an expert pertaining to that. Look, if you want to establish and build business credit, you want to go to an authority that has been doing this for 5, 10, 15 years like I have. Like, you know, my company has, you know, and we've helped thousands of consumers. We've helped hundreds of business owners to extra credit and to establish and build business credit fast by accelerating the process using business credit hacks. So, you know, I'm not trying to plug anything, but it's the reality. You know, I stand behind our system. I've tested this on countless businesses. I have literally started several different businesses using other people's money. I started an internet marketing company. I started a chocolate company using other people's money. I could start a chocolate company or an internet marketing company. This applies to any business. It doesn't matter what business you are. You can establish and build business credit. I just want to throw in the fourth tip there is, you know, look, get started now, you know, because the sooner that you get started with the process, even if you have a business or you don't have a business, you want to start right away. And it doesn't matter if your credit sucks or it's crappy and it's down around 500, you know, make it your goal that you're going to establish and build business credit and you're going to work on your personal credit. And the great thing about establishing and building business credit is that all this personal debt that you were spending over here, you know, all this credit that you're using to fund and grow your business, you shift those expenses over to your business side of things, you get rewarded by creditors and that reduces your personal debt. And then your credit scores are going to go back up. So it's a win-win across the board. And that's why I call it 2X, because hey, you got the personal credit side, you got the business credit side, you really unlocked and unleashed your true credit power by having both of those in place.
I'm joined by Michael Yasny. Now, Michael has specialized in alternative financing since 1990. He founded an alternative financing advisory business in 2012, focusing on small business financial solutions and business plan advisory, targeting new venture growth and financially distressed companies. Michael's experience with alternative financing for small and medium-sized businesses has been even more valuable during the COVID-19 pandemic. His expertise and negotiating skills has helped a number of businesses deal with their landlords, lenders, suppliers.
Alternative financing is every kind of financing a business can entertain for their business that is not including a bank line of credit. So it can be a lease, it can be factoring, it can be purchase order financing, it can be secondary loans, it can be mortgages, anything to do with lending, but it does not incorporate a line of credit from a bank. So that's out there that for financing for a business.
Right. Okay. So we're talking about ways that businesses can raise either working capital or capital to, well, like take them to the next level or whatever it is, not necessarily just going and asking for a line of credit, an overdraft or something like that from their bank.
Right. Basically, it's financing. Financing and money are two different things. Financing is the ability to receive credit and funds against assets that you have, where money is cash, where a loan is cash, and you do what you want with it, and you just take it and you have arrangements to pay it back. So what I do is I provide financing that can be made up of a whole bunch of different ways to get financing for a business. So to help them grow, to start moving forward.
Okay, great stuff. Fantastic. So what would you say within your sphere of speciality, what top three tips would you give to somebody that's entering this world for the first time?
First thing is make sure you have experience in your business. I can't tell you how many people come to me and they have no experience really in their business. Just because you know how to cook doesn't mean you can only run a restaurant. You need experience. Just because you graduated as a lawyer doesn't mean you can be a lawyer. You just have a license to be a lawyer. So have experience. Go out and get the experience. If you want to open up a restaurant, go work for a restaurant, because what they're going to do is going to pay you to go to school to learn about the restaurant business. So I want you to have experience. I want you to understand the business. You need to really understand all about the business. So you need to put together what I call a team. And that is a lawyer, that is a business accountant. And that's different than somebody who just does your personal taxes. Same thing with the lawyer, should be a commercial lawyer. And the third person is a business broker who can help you with the finance. That is your team. That's who you need to start your business. Do not put off hiring those people to be part of your team. Because if you do, and down the road you get into trouble, the costs of getting you out of trouble are 10 times what it costs you to prevent the problem from starting. So those are two things. Now, never give up. Believe in yourself and know that money is available if you have the right idea and the right experience. Just keep going forward, ask questions, and never give up.
I'm joined by Nicolene El Haddad, the franchise queen. Now, Nicolene started Espresso Cafe when she opened her first store in October 2016 and closed her first million within 6 months. And now she has over 30 cafes across South Africa, all through a franchise model. In addition, she's the proud owner of several six and seven figure businesses in various different sectors.
I would start off by thinking 10 times bigger than what you're thinking right now. And if you think you're thinking bigger, then go to someone that's literally 2 to 3 years ahead of you and have loads of cups of coffee with these people and ask them, what do they do that actually inspires you to go after bigger? The reason I suggest that is sometimes when we look at people who have massive things or massive success, it feels out of reach. But if you find someone in your niche, someone that's just been ahead of you 2, 3 years, it's more of a connection. You can actually say, I can do this because they've done that. But don't assume things. Like, really just go and have a cup of coffee. Ask them all the questions you've always wanted to know so that you can learn from them, and then do it with multiple people so that you can feel yourself with that type of energy. Like, this is possible for me. The problem that most entrepreneurs is that we don't have accountability. We don't have people around us that support us and actually push us in the right direction. And a lot of times entrepreneurship can be very lonely, and it doesn't have to be that way. Another thing that I believe is that you have to follow your gut. If something doesn't feel right, don't do it. If something does feel good, run with it and grow as fast as you possibly can. But it's not about spending money. It's about doing that thing that you want to do. If you want to promote a specific product, but you're not sure if the market is ready for it yet, try it. Don't wait until you see someone else doing it just to try it. If you think that you need to hire a salesperson, hire the person. It doesn't have to be full-time. Get them in one day a week if you need to, but just do it, because we will overthink ideas for years. That is why I personally know people that should have had millionaire businesses by now, and they just don't, because they're too scared to just take that first small initial step. And I think my third tip would be to continuously educate yourself. Know everything about your business and about what's happening outside of your business. I look today at coffee industries outside of our country. I look at what they do. It doesn't mean that I have to copy them, but I get inspired from them. I even look at people that open brand new stores today, like a new market. How do they promote themselves? I educate myself by investing in people that can teach me how to do things faster, because I've learned, Simon, my time is so valuable. I would pay people to show me the shortcut. If you can show me how to make more money tomorrow, I'd rather have worked with you than trying to struggle it by myself, because I've already done that. You know, I've done 14 years of trying this and it didn't work. And then you fail. And we've had businesses, Simon, that did not work. And it's fine. But now if you know that you want to grow your Instagram, go find someone that actually grew their Instagram and that they have a specific method that did that. If you want someone to teach you how to be great at sales, go find someone that you've seen went from somewhere to somewhere else. It's the same, like, if you want to lose weight, go and find someone that actually lost weight, that actually did it the right way, and let them assist you. Don't just go for the person that has the great body. Go for the person that had the results and the transformation that you actually want.
I'm joined by Mariam Tsatsourian. Now, she's a trademark copyright and contracts attorney and works exclusively with entrepreneurs and creatives. Mariam is a graduate of UCLA and Southwestern Law School and is passionate about helping entrepreneurs create and scale their businesses by making sure they are legally protected and fully compliant. Mariam has her own law firm, Mariam at Law, and her practice uses cutting-edge technology and strategies to help her clients scale their businesses.
Do it sooner rather than later. As we discussed, money can be an issue for a lot of people for moving forward. But think of it this way. Anytime you spend money on your business, even for legal purposes, it's a business expense that you get to deduct from your taxes. So it's a tax break, right? If you don't protect your business legally, whatever you built can very easily be taken away from you. So that's not something you want to put on a back burner, or sooner rather than later, number one. Number two, do not listen to non-experts out there. I see this a lot in Facebook groups. Somebody will ask a question on a particular legal topic, and then everybody will start contributing their opinions, what is legal and what is not. Most of the time, that advice is incorrect. If you need an advice, consult the proper professional for that, whether it's tax advice, it's legal advice, it's, I don't know, growing your business advice, consult the actual professional in that. And number three, do your research. There's lots of us out there, lots of attorneys out there. We're not for everybody. You know, I've had to turn down clients, and a lot of clients had to turn down me, because it depends on personality. If you're going to work with somebody, you need to make sure that you connect with that person, that you can work with them long term, because sometimes things like trademark registration can take up to 2 years. You don't know how long the process will take. So you need to make sure you're working with somebody that you connect with, you can communicate with. So do your research, find somebody that you like and you know that they're going to do the best job. Do not base your decisions on price alone.
Thanks so much for listening. Make sure you visit our website, theconferenceroompodcast.com, where you can find all the show notes, plus links to the resources mentioned during the podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this, make sure you subscribe so that you're always the first to know when each episode is released. Also, please take the time to review the podcast so the more people who want to grow their businesses can find us. To talk about this or any other podcast, or in fact anything business related whatsoever, find me on Twitter at Simon Lader, or you can find me by searching for Simon Lader or Salisi Academy on Facebook or on LinkedIn. I'm always open to a conversation. Thanks for listening to The Conference Room. Until next time, keep talking.